Hello, everybody. Welcome to Realms of Baghdad, episode 187 on this very, very distressingly warm January day where I was able to go outside in just a t-shirt. It's like 65 degrees outside right now. It's not right. It's very strange. Joining us today to talk about raccoons and other woodland creatures, we have Jake. Mary.
That's me. I'm waving.
Hi.
And DJ. All right.
Great. I'm also waving.
Cool. Tell me, Jake, about your raccoon experiences. We were just talking before the beginning of this about raccoons.
I didn't think we had raccoons here, but we totally do. I don't know why I didn't think that. Probably just because I'd never seen them before. And then my dad sent me a text message because behind their house is an old treehouse that my dad made for me and my sister when we were growing up there a long time ago. And it's a picture of the treehouse, and there's three little raccoon faces just poked up over the over the edge of it. I was like, I didn't know we had raccoons here.
Raccoons. I've seen, yeah.
Some trash pandas.
Trash pandas.
They're cute, yeah. Got the- I had a friend in high school that actually had a raccoon as a pet that they kept in their mobile home. It was interesting. Yeah.
Creepy hands. I've always found raccoon hands to be like distressing when you see them. They're like human hands on a like
they're
a
cute.
Sort of distressing. Sort of freaks me out.
They need it so they can wash their food properly. Duh.
Raccoons are apparently not a big thing in the UK. I think there's like 5 to 8 cases a year of like someone being called out to collect a raccoon to be rehomed. So they're not in the UK. But there is a BBC article on like a news story. And are they always meant to look that hench? Like this like...
Oh, they're always henching.
That's really? A tanuki. Huh. That's a raccoon dog, a tanuki.
Yeah.
They're technically different. Yeah.
Oh, what's the difference? Huh.
Those are in Japan. I think they're part of the same family. I'm not sure. I think raccoon dogs maybe closer related to like red pandas or something weird.
Huh.
I don't know.
Raccoon lover.
I'm the Googling French. It right now.
Me too. Raccoon dog.
Raccoons
yeah,
are like...
Yeah, that was definitely about raccoon dogs. Yeah.
They're like... They're also a little hench. Like, they get a little freaky sometimes. I mean, they, you know, they look nice, but then...
They look like little bandits wearing masks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like old-timey Western bandits.
They got they have babies and they hang the babies. Is that raccoons or is that possums that have the babies that hang
That's
off them?
Possums, yeah.
Yeah, we had a possum around that had a bunch of babies on it. That was weird. They hang off of it. It's weird. We have my friend? We have a woodchuck, classical woodchuck. He hides underneath a old car outside. He's a fun guy. Love him. Very great. Friendly. Very friendly. Distressingly so. And lots of wild critters. Lots of wild critters.
We get a lot of deer. Just like walking around downtown.
Turkey?
Like,
get turkey?
I see him in my alleyway all the time. And I just kind of have to like... I'll come out of my house and they'll just like look at me. I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? And they're just like, whatever, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, there's a neighborhood in Austin. It was the same neighborhood that I was taking Japanese classes in. So when class would get out at like 7 at night, the whole, like everybody's lawn had just deer sitting there staring at you. And I would be worried. I would like hit them. But nope, it was weird. It was weird for the city.
Deer. It's Twitter. They're like the
deer are assholes. Especially like in Thanksgiving time where it's like their breeding season and they're just running all over the fuck everywhere. And you have to be careful you don't actually hit them with
your
car.
Gotta dodge.
Sucks.
It's like Frogger.
Yeah.
Reverse Frogger. Trying not to hit the thing. There's a game for you, game devs. Reverse Frogger. It's my new pitch. Try not to hit the thing with your car. Think about that.
I think that's a lot of video games have
crossing the road.
Don't get hit.
Is it like a wildlife highway and you're the car crossing the road? While I was looking for possums in the UK, I couldn't find any. I don't think they exist. I was looking at the Google, like, people also ask things, and it said, which predators are in the UK? And this blurb is great because it says, in the UK, apex predators include foxes, otters, owls, and eagles. Those are our dangerous bad boy
That's it.
Animals. That's it. The apex predators.
You guys used to have, like, larger predators, didn't they, in the UK for a while? Long ago?
Wolves? Probably not.
Bears?
I guess there's some wolves. No, there's probably no wolves. No.
No wolves? Man. Lions? Wait,
no.
Any lions? Gotta have some lions.
Sometimes people like have these like stories of like, oh, we spotted a mountain lion or something. But most of the time it's like an escaped lion from the zoo or something like that.
I think that's
really
even
big house cat.
That's an escaped lion from a zoo is more worrying to me than just, like, there's a mountain lion around.
Somehow we've lost this lion, and now it's just out in the countryside. Oh, dear, right. I forgot that game exists. Thank you for posting that, Mary. I forgot that there was a game already about dodging deer. Neat.
Well, I think in the trailer, you actually want to hit the deer. It's, like, an Outrun minigame, like the heart collecting one. Yeah. But whatever.
Okay.
It looked cool.
Oh, dear. I remember this game.
Out here, I would say you'd probably be 50-50 on asking somebody, like, hey, do you take a gun with you hiking? About 50-50. Somebody's going to say, yeah. Somebody's going to say, like, I don't go hiking in spots where there's a lot of, like, chances of running into a mountain lion or a bear. But
I was gonna
a lot
say,
of people that do definitely take, like, a shotgun with them.
I assume that would have been, like, way more people taking guns out there, because you're in, like, wildernessy areas.
Especially if you're hiking alone, like, that's
why you don't
dangerous.
Hike alone.
Yeah, okay, I was about to say.
Huh, neat. Well, I'll say this, I don't know how to transition to video games. How do I transition? What's a good... What game? Somebody come up with a game that somehow is related to...
Speaking of walking around in the forest, okay. I've been playing a Stalker mod.
Nice.
Called Anomaly.
Oh.
I've been streaming some of that. That's been a good time so far. There's a bunch of spin-off mods people have made off of... there was this one mod that took all of the levels from all three of the games and put them into like this big sandbox mode. And people have
been
modding that. So it's like weird mods on top of mods. It's like, given the absence of a proper Stalker sequel, people have just been like adding on to these. It's been pretty awesome. And this mod actually runs on a 64-bit engine that they cooked up, that these people cooked up themselves. Because, like, you can't, it won't use more than 4 gigs of your RAM. So you'll run into, like, hey, this it crashed because we ran out of memory. Sorry. But that doesn't happen now, which is nice. And the game runs a lot better.
Huh. Okay. Oh, that's a big plus. I mean, at least the game, if you can make it run better, it's always.
Yeah, that's surprising to hear it runs better if it's just mods on top of mods and stuff. Yeah.
No, I mean, it runs better because it can use like 16 gigs of RAM.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it's impressive that they were able to do all that work to make it run better.
There's another mod that just came out. It's been in development for like 8 years called Gunslinger. And it just like, there's tons of custom DLL stuff. Like, they completely took the EXE apart. And there's, like, super deep mods. Like, hey, we replaced all the animation rigging for the reload animations. And just crazy shit.
Huh. Cool.
It is a lot of work. That's insane, yeah.
Yeah. The Stalker fans are pretty big Stalker fans. The ones that are still, like, playing it, you know. So, it's been cool to be able to keep an eye on the modding scene for that game. And this is like my first of the, because there's been a couple of spinoffs that people have made. Like one trend is like, hey, we're going to release a mod that makes this game super fucking hard. And like you get nothing off of bodies and stuff. And like your guns are always broken, like that kind of shit. Those are a little too hardcore for me. Anomaly has been a pretty good step from like vanilla stalker to one of those, like a good mid step where it's a little bit more challenging. There's some little bit more realism to it. Like you die super quick,
right?
If you don't have proper body armor on, there's like animations for healing and stuff. There's not hand animations, but like you put your gun away and you're vulnerable while you use this med kit. Stuff like that.
Huh. Neat.
And shit, man, just playing against the AI is fun. And there's always something to do. You just go talk. You can talk to a random NPC. Like, hey, is there any work you want done? And they're like, yeah, go do this for me. Or go rescue this guy for me. He got captured by bandits. But I don't do those because you have to escort the guy back. And nine times out of ten, he dies on the way back.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, nope. Or they're like, this guy put a hit on me. He's over here. Go kill him. Okay.
I'll go take care of this for you, my good friend.
Yeah.
My good stalker friend.
There's just, you can always kind of think of something to do when you're bored. Just open the map up like, we're going to go over here and go like, there's one area where it's two military bases. And one of the military bases was like taken over by people that you're okay with, like you're neutral with, so they won't attack you. But I went over to the actual military base that was full of military guys who are like, nobody fucking likes them. And I just threw a grenade in and I just slowly kited them all back over to the other place so that I'd have people to help me. And then I accidentally ended up shooting one of the guys from the ecologists, is the faction. Like they're in like hazmat suits and stuff, so they're like researching stuff in the zone. Accidentally hit one of those guys, and I had to reload a save, because if you make them mad, you can't finish the story mode, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. Like one walked in front of me when I was shooting, and I domed him or something and didn't realize it. Because that whole fight went on for like 15 minutes. So they just kind of like swarmed the base. But. Stalker's still a great game. It's probably one of the ones I go back to the most and just play. So
cool. Stalker. Anomaly?
That's cool. Yep.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like you just need one of those games. I certainly had that this week, and I'll talk about it, but it's a game where you just can find something to do. Find a corner and do something in. I think that's some of the best experiences.
So, this Stalker Anomaly, is this based on, is this a mod for the first game or the third game? Like, which?
It's a mod built on a mod that is of the third game, because the third game runs the most updated, version of the engine.
So. Okay, and you theoretically don't need 1 and 2 because it's pulling in said maps?
Right.
Of 1 and 2? Okay. Ah, interesting.
And these are standalone as well. These are standalone mods.
Yeah, I assume so.
Although I think they use some of the assets. Like you have to point at the folder for the actual game.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like,
hey, where's the game installed? Okay, well, you can install this wherever. We just needed to know where it was. Like that kind of shit.
Yeah, I gotta play Stalker sometimes. You've talked about it for enough years that I feel like I should put it on my list to check out it. Slowly.
It's tough. It's a very slow game at first. But then you'll eventually break through. It's like where you get, it's like you'll have your moment where you're on a come up. It's like you roll up on these three mercenary dudes, they don't see you, and you just blast all four of them, and it's all of a sudden you got 4 med kits, some good armor finally, and I got some money, and I can actually go get in fights now, you know, without being as worried about dying. It's like I can go confidently take fights now. And then that's kind of where it starts actually moving. It's like, hey, I can go make money. I can go do quests.
Cool. I will check that out. It's going in a backlog right now. I'm typing it in. You can't hear it, but I'm typing it in. There we go. Add it to the backlog. I do keep a list. I know people find that weird, but anymore. My mind. I need a list of all the games I need to play.
Where do you store your list?
A Google Drive. It's a Google Doc. Just a hot Google Doc. It's long.
And what's the title?
My backlog.
How do you sort it?
The game I'm going to play next. Like, I kind of move them up or down. Like, there's one no is the game C. most likely.
Do you put in, like, a year? Like, this is a 2017 game when I put it in.
Absolutely not. Just the name. Just in a 1 to... Well, what is it? 1 to 53, I think, is the number I've got. Some of them keep moving up and down. Like Trails in the Sky. Moved up for a while when I was playing against Popcans, but then he beat me so quickly that it dropped down to, like,
you're saying tits now. Bounced up and down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Well, speaking of another game that bounces... tell me about...
Wait. No. Are you ever going to finish that game now?
Yeah.
Even though you got beat in the race? Okay, all right.
I'm working on it.
I figured you were just going to drop it, but... Okay.
Did you play it, Mary? Trails?
I barely played it. Maybe I'll pick it back up later, but not right now.
Let's race at some point, Mary. I can beat you. Okay. If you give me a handicap, I might be able to beat you in a JRPG rage.
Maybe.
It went bad so...
Maybe not.
Yeah, good luck.
It went bad so quickly. It's like the second day and he was done and I was like, well, motherfucker, I can't. It was too quick. It was intense. A fiend he is, one might say, for that kind of stuff.
One of those people who can just sit down and just at will sit down and play 8 hours of a video game.
Ugh, crazy.
It's intense. It's an intensity, a focus that I don't have. I'm too...
A game's gotta be really fucking good for Control? Me to do that.
Yeah, Control got me.
No, that Control. Was the one I put where like, I
sat down. Yeah,
I put several 7 hour sessions into Control.
Yeah, I think Control was probably my last one where I really sat down and. I think any others? Oberdin. I could talk about that right now a little bit since we're on it. That was another game that I played in 2 days, very recently. That's a neat game about solving crime. I think everybody's seen Oberdin at this point, right? That weird looking art style. That's a really interesting game from just a gameplay perspective of you have to look at these people and figure out how they died and where they died and how and what and who killed them. It's like a giant game of Clue. Which is cool. It wore on me a little bit when it's like, okay, you got to make a lot of guesses, a lot more guesses, there's no real clues for some stuff, which got a little tedious towards the end of the game, but it was still, I really enjoyed it. Really fun idea. I'd like to see them do more with that idea. I think there's, I like that kind of Sherlock Holmes consulting detective. Just trying to figure stuff out using clues in the environment to solve a thing. I was really proud of myself. I found that there was a guy's bed and he had a number on it and a sword was hanging from it. And I was able to figure out who that guy's sword was in another scene, which you go through. It was cool. I figured who he was out by his sword hanging from his bed. It's cool. I felt very smart. I know. Surprising. Everyone's shocked. Me feeling smart.
Did you use guides at any point, or did you just figure it all out on your own? Okay, wow,
Impressive. I'm a big boy now, Mary. I'm all grown up. I figured it all out on my own. Some of it might have been guessing, just clicking through and going, okay. All right, which one is it? Which one of these three? It feels bad, but there's. So, certain crew members are of a ethnic persuasion that you kind of go okay, which one of these names matches this person's. It makes you feel real bad.
You feel like a real cop then.
Yeah,
huh?
You feel really cop-like. Yeah. But I mean, there's only so many Russian guys on the boat. I don't know. There's so many Russian guys. It's got to be one of these Russian guys. There's only three of them. And he has a brother, too, so it's got to be one of those. You figure it out.
Did you have to look it up at all?
Nope.
No, you didn't? Well done.
Thank you.
That's what I asked.
I'm
not listening.
You would definitely.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Jake, did you?
I don't blame you.
Have you finished?
You played
Overdid?
Over them too.
Yeah, I know. No. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you actually finished it.
No. I got through like the story bit where it's like the last chapter is you get off the boat, and I started trying to figure shit out, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I was like, this is cool, but I don't have the time to put into this.
It is a lot of like, okay, which one is this? Click, 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 click. It's a lot of like.
Seriously, though, it was a fucking cool ass game.
Really?
Nah, it was all on me. I just didn't have the time or the patience to go through and figure all that shit out. I was just like,
you pin
this
it all
is
on
awesome,
the captain?
But no.
That's one of the achievements is you pin every death on the captain.
That's oh, really?
Yeah. He's been all the captain. He did it all. He murdered them all. Different, horrifying way.
Even the people out in the boat.
Even the people in the boat.
The smaller boat.
The one with the mermaids?
Yes, you can just say the rowboat.
Okay, good. The one with the mermaids. I don't know.
Okay. It's like saying mermaids is more of a spoiler.
That's a pretty big spoiler.
Than rowboat.
Listen, I could say there's a mermaid in the Lighthouse movie.
Holy fuck, there's a rowboat?
There's a rowboat? There's multiple rowboats is the actual point. That's the actual
Let's
spoiler.
Just say, from what I saw of the game before I played it, I was not expecting to see mermaids.
Sure.
Yeah.
From the tone of the game that I collected from various media sources,
there are
I would consider
other
that kind
that...
of a spoiler, because that kind of took me by surprise. Like, mermaids and things like mermaids.
Things like mermaids was the thing that shocked me. That was the things like was more surprising. Particularly the ones that just stab. That's all I would say. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Like, honestly, I actually liked it more because of that. I was like, okay, there's more going on here than just there was a mutiny or something.
That actually sounds more interesting to me that, like, there's some monster movie type shit going on because, dudes killing each other. That's boring.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to play Clue, the classic board game?
Well, I mean, you throw in a monster and I don't know. I'm a dork, so... suddenly way more interesting.
Monsters.
It's like the movie Leviathan. Whatever. Nobody else.
And it kind of eases into it. Because like, first chapter or so is like, okay, this is just investigating like, people freaked out on this boat. Yeah. Like, mutinied or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like,
wait a minute.
That's not what happened.
What's that outside that window? And you're
There's
like, oh my god.
There's a lot more going on out here. Yeah, dude.
Well, now I actually want to play it before
play
I do not
play
give
Overdin.
A crap, so, okay.
Play it. It's a really fucking cool game, and maybe one of these days I'll go back and play it again and actually finish it.
Just pin it on the captain, and you can win anyway. Fine.
At this point, I would need to play through the whole thing again, like start from the beginning.
All right.
I've wanted to play that game. It's just it doesn't really get down in sales price.
It's worth it, though. I would say whatever it is right now.
A full
give
price.
Give Lucas Pope your money.
I wonder if it's coming out on Game Pass, like if they announced that at like the VGAs or something. Like it's coming.
I think it was on some service.
It could have been at Uplay or Origin or one of those. I would check. I would just look through some of those. They're always got weird ass games that somehow ended up on services. Frostpunk is out on Game Pass. Y'all should play that Frostpunk game and then get frustrated like I did and find a guide. That's what you should do.
I have it installed. I haven't turned it on yet, let's say.
Just say build all your people houses close to all your other houses. Just build them close to the giant fire burning thing. That's what you should do.
Yeah, that won't end poorly.
It's fine. That's what you want to do. You want to keep them close, keep them warm. Can't let people be cold or people get sick.
And keep them really warm.
Keep them exceedingly. Just burn them, you know? It's the best way to keep them warm. Burn.
It's true. Keep them warm forever.
On the inside and the out.
Gross.
Speaking of gross, what's up with Beat Saber?
Not much.
It says here,
there's
oof,
pretty,
ouchie, owie.
I haven't played Beat Saber in a couple months, and everything hurts. Like, I played it for like an hour or so last night. I streamed some Stalker last night, and then at the end, I was like, look, I'm gonna play some Beat Saber too. Fuck it, why not? And I played like an hour of Beat Saber at the end.
Neat. Oh, that's it? Okay, that's it?
They kind of broke mods like really badly this time around. Like, they kind of... Because like every update, like mods kind of break and it only takes like a day for everybody to kind of just go back in and update their mod, re-release it, whatever. It goes back on the list that all the mod installers pull from. No big deal. This one took like 3 or 4 days.
Oh.
For modders to get around to be like, fuck. They broke some shit, like big time. And then apparently, I'm not sure what happened, but it deleted all of my custom tracks. But it didn't. I don't know if it moved them with an update or something, because now you don't need a mod to load custom tracks. Now there's just like a folder that you just put them in.
Really? So it's...
Yeah.
Huh. That's exceedingly weird. Like, I thought being bought by Facebook, they would crack down on custom tracks, not have like an official venue for it.
Yeah, because I loaded the game up and it's like none of my mods work. Sweet. And then I was like, wait, there's a custom songs thing on here still. It's just a thing you pick up. Because they have a map editor now built into the game. So,
okay.
Like, that's a place for you to store stuff you're working on, basically. But you can just drop files into that folder and just play them.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Okay.
That's neat. At least, man, that's pretty simple, too. Yeah.
And it kept all my scores. Like, I figured out where the files went. They didn't actually delete them. So
you just had to reroute everything.
I loaded up a thing called Beat Drop. It's this app that does both mods and then it pulls lists of songs down from sites and you can sort them by like, hey, what's being downloaded the most right now? I want to play that. And when I loaded that up, it was like scanning library for songs. And then all of a sudden it picked up like all 400 of them.
Huh.
And I was like, okay, they are still there. That's good to know. I kept all my scores and stuff too. That was nice.
All right.
I installed custom sabers that have the blur from like the Star Wars movies.
Ooh.
That they look like Star Wars sabers and it has got the blur. And it adds a ton to the game. It's awesome.
Cool. Really? Huh. Custom sabers. Well, that's intriguing. That's something I would be interested in.
All of the other custom sabers are stupid. It's like, made it a big curved sword. And but no, these are just like
meme crap.
These are just like, hey, they're lightsabers from the Star Wars movies. They look like it's like they have like proper hilts, and they're kind of bright. And then when you swing them around, it looks like lightsabers from the movies, and just like that's cool.
Cool. Speaking of other cool things, how's Skater XL? It says here it's neato.
Yeah, Skater XL is pretty cool just because, first off, shout out to DJ for the copy of Skater XL. It's a Christmas gift. That was cool.
It's fun. So when I was talking about this, I thought this was the game you were talking about previously anyway.
No, that was Session.
Like last week or so, yeah. And yeah, so I figured you should get this game anyway.
So I would say that so far it's better than Session. Because the people who make Skater XL figured out that people are actively making new maps and stuff for their game that's in early access. So there was a, like, I looked it up, it was like mod loaders I had to install and shit like that. And then a new beta branch of the actual game came out. So I was on that because it had a new new level in it. I was like, oh, cool, I want to go play this instead. And it turned out the map loader didn't work, like through the mod loader, like the map selecting mod or whatever. I was like, well, what the fuck gives here? And then I went through the menus and they just added a browser for custom for custom levels in the game. So you just go pick one from the list, it just loads you in.
Well, that's nice and handy.
And you can turn with the left stick or the triggers.
Are like the custom levels good? Are they?
Yeah.
Can you actually skate on them? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little janky. That's because surprising. The base game of it, like the physics and stuff, are still a little wonky. But I'm able to do tricks where the board only does one rotation and I want the board to do two flips in the rotation rather than just one. I can't do that in Session. I tried it. I could not figure out how to do it. But you can do it in Skater XL and it looks dope. And Skater XL has a proper like replay system.
Huh.
Sort of like Skate. I think Session might have it too.
Ah.
Session, no. Session does, but you have to go back to your apartment and watch the things. No. I think, like on a TV or something. But Skater XL, you just hit back and it just takes you right to the thing, just like in Skate.
Man, I like the idea of trying to build it into like a TV, but just that seems like going back to an apartment kind of thing.
It's a pain in the butt. Yeah, it's
like, I like the idea. I like the thought of like building it into the world or the universe or into putting it as a physical object in game, but yuck. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I might be wrong. There might be an in-game editor in Session, and then the clips that you make and save, you then watch on the TV in your apartment. That might be it.
Okay.
But so far, gameplay-wise, I'm liking Skater XL more.
Neat. Okay. Cool. I'm glad you found your Skate 4. It was in your heart.
This is nowhere near a Skate 4.
It was in your heart.
Skate 3 is still closer to Skate 4 than these two games.
I think they would be very offended to hear you say that, but you know, I'm not going to judge.
Right now, there's sandbox mode. Like, you don't get points for doing tricks. There's no trick names. It's just like you have to know what the names of the tricks are that you want to do.
You like, can name them yourself. Can make up names. Hey, everybody, I'm doing a jump kick.
Yep.
A hippity hop.
Yep. The hop. Classic trick, the hippity hop.
Classic hippity hop. And, Mario. Do the Mario. Cool.
Could have added on numbers or something.
The 360 Mario.
Yeah, please. There you go.
There you go.
The Mario 1. Now it's the Mario Series X. What are
they, shoes now?
The Mario Series X. Oh, God. That's too good of a joke. I could laugh at that longer, but we had to move on. Cool. Also, congratulations, Jake, on the new job, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I've been working basically full-time hours for this company for like last month, but it was like contract work, so I wasn't a full-time employee, and I got an offer a couple days ago. So
that's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah. Neat. Well, speaking of working, DJ, you've been working.
Hi.
Right? We've been working very hard on this list of very large list of video games here.
It's like one or two more than Mary.
Okay, well.
Yes, it's more games than I usually play, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been on a break, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it was break. Anime last week, so.
Anime and then we didn't do one like
the week before that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, tell me, sir, which of these games you've been working on is your favorite game you've been working on?
That would be Outer Wilds. Outer Wilds is a very good game.
Okay, not Control.
Got a very weird look at right there.
Not Control, huh? Okay.
No. Control is also a very good game, but Outer Wilds is just a little bit better.
I also bought Outer Wilds. I have not played it yet. So tell me, why should I play Outer Wilds? Why is it so good?
It's got a very good story. The method of uncovering the world in that game and the story is really, really cool. It's a very cool overall package of a game. You will probably hate flying because
it's really tough.
It's pretty tough to deal with because it's pretty finicky. But I found it fine. A lot of the stuff that I was getting wrong was like, oh, it's 0G and I've put too much acceleration here like a fucking idiot. Of course I'm going to go too fast here or...
gonna smash into this wall.
Right, or, oh, I've put it on autopilot, but I've not escaped the gravity of this, planet. So I've just, like, tumbled straight back down because the gravity's pulled me back in. Stuff like that is mostly the issue that I found when flying in that game. They know that it's, like, a bit cumbersome to fly, so they do give you, like, an autopilot system. They give you quite simple, like, tools to, like, toggle this planet, and then it'll tell you, like, hey, there's bips to the, there's bips above the planet, and then bips to the right, which means you need to align yourself down or to the left, so that those bips become centralized. Or you can just click autopilot on, and it does it all for you, and gets you there.
There's bips up and bips down. You gotta figure
bips up
out
and
which,
bips down, yeah.
Which bip
never
you want.
Never bips up and bips down.
Never bip up and bip down at the same time. No. You want to make sure. One or the other.
Yeah. And then there's also stuff like if you are flying near a planet and stuff, but you only want to move a little bit, you can always pretty much hold A and that'll match your gravity. So you just stay stationary. There's lots of helpful things in that game to mediate the flying, which is the biggest issue in that game. Everything else in that game is very, very cool.
Cool. Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
I suggest you play it. Probably the best way to do it is sort of like play a chunk of it, get angry at the flying, leave it for a little bit, and then come back to it, and then start digging deep into said lore and stuff. And if you want to give up at that point, then give up at that point. But I feel like you, of all people, will appreciate what that game does.
I started it, and boy, that music in that first, like, town you're in, very Life is Strange vibes to it. Very, like, I don't know why, it just made me think of, like, melancholy, kind of, like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
The music is really done well in that game, too. It's really cool. Like I said, the whole package of that game is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really awesome game.
Well,
cool. Is that on any subscription services right now?
So it's on the Xbox version of Game Pass.
Boo.
Yeah. Because I remember reading a thing of it being on Game Pass, and I was like, I don't see it. And then I saw the NoClip documentary thing about the game, and they mentioned it's Xbox One, and they launched on the Xbox One. So when it first came out, it was there.
sort of crazy that it's out already on Xbox, though? Like, isn't it sort of... feels like it's only been released for a couple...
I think when it came out, it was on Xbox Game Pass, like, the first day. So.
I just don't know how they're making money on this Game Pass thing. It's unbelievable.
It's Microsoft just, money? Too, yeah.
The deals have to be insane. Anyway, it's cool. Okay.
Yeah, especially because I don't think the Outer Wilds is a company that's owned by Microsoft. Like, Outer Worlds is. So
yeah,
there's
Obsidian.
Like,
yeah.
There's, like, reasons as to why that's on Game Pass day one, whereas Outer Wilds isn't really. That's just some indie company. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was out, like, pretty early last year.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah, Outer Wilds is a crazy cool game. You should play it.
I will.
You'll enjoy what they're doing throughout that game. Jake probably won't, but that's fine.
What about Mary? Where are we at with?
I don't know if Mary's going to continue on. What's your beef with the game?
How everybody loves it so much, but they don't really go into details because they're like, well, that would ruin the whole game I tell you, like. And what's good about it? And I'm like, well, right now I don't care, so I need to have something to go off of, like, why it's actually good. I don't know. Yeah.
Honestly, well, I don't really even know what that game is. I know that there's...
So we've all played the game. Shit. Yeah, so basically, I'll go through the generics. It's a case of, like... you're a, like, four-eyed alien guy ready for his launch day because he's going to be the next pilot
next
to go
Neil
into space. Yeah.
Next Hokage.
So you got to go around your little village to do stuff, and on the way it's basically a tutorial thing that people miss, and people get really annoyed that they missed, but they missed. So go make sure you do the tutorial stuff. It'll get you well-trained for the game. And then eventually, you'll get into space, and then that's kind of the start of, like, that's the start of the journey, because, spoilers, it's kind of on, like, a timer, like, every 24 minutes or so.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's a Groundhog Day. Majora's Mask thing. Yeah, the cycle will loop. And so, at first, okay, that's going to be really annoying. Yeah, at first, that's going to be really annoying. But there's enough in that game where I started feeling pretty excited going through loops and stuff. There's really? Some really okay. cool stuff that occurs, like, especially because there's music that starts playing at the end of a cycle. So you kind of can know when the cycle's ending, even if you're not seeing the trigger mechanism. So you, like, I just start fucking rushing around at the position where I'm at, because, like, it took a long ass time to get to this point, and trying to read or do as much as I can in said location. So that I know exactly where to go next and whatnot, or to upgrade the ship log. I would say every time you do a run, go to the ship log, because it'll tell you where to go next time. It almost always does, yeah. Like, I hear people saying they struggled at the start of the game on where to go, and, like, the like, where you get the launch codes, the guy, like, totally hints that you should go to the moon to look at these ruins. And then also, like, hey, the signal scope thing we're giving you, point it out and point it out into space. Listen to all these things. Maybe go there. Like, hearing some people struggle with what to do in that game, like, astounds me, because the start of the game really does push you into, like, very obvious starting sequences.
Huh, okay.
What about after that, though? Like, what happens after you go do that stuff?
It feeds you stuff that updates the ship log, and then the ship log will give you just enough hints on, like, where to go next, or what is this thing's name, what is this planet's name, what is on this planet that's pretty key, how does this named thing relate to these other things? And then by lore and you exploring those things, you'll figure out how to get to things, how to pick up things, how to read things, how to understand said lore to keep going into the next cycles. Yeah, as long as you keep up to date with that ship log thing, you should be able to always, like, go to a different place and find something new.
Yeah, this does sound like a game I would want to try out first, kind of, just because I am tentative about the whole repeating stuff over and over again, because I could totally get... I wish it was on Game Pass. It needs to be on Game Pass on PC. Like, I want to try it. But I don't want to spend money and then find out, like, I don't actually like it. Even though everybody's always like, it's so good, so I probably would like it. But, yeah. I wasted too much money already on the Steam sale.
Fair.
So.
Okay. I didn't really buy a whole lot during the Steam sale.
Yeah, not Steam.
I don't think I bought anything. I did. Maybe I did. I don't know. Session? Session was half off, so I bought it. Right.
I bought an Epic a lot, let me tell you.
Yeah.
A lot Epic on Epic.
I bought one on Epic that I haven't played yet.
But I just went to Epic every day to get the free game.
Me too.
And then I closed it. I was like, same. I already have this on Steam. I don't care. Give me that.
More copies. Yes. Excellent.
Steep. We all own Steep now.
We all own Steep.
Let's play some Steep. Steep is actually kind of fun with like a bunch of people.
Go steep
in. You get a bunch of people in voice chat. It's actually a good time because you can get up some real goofy shenanigans in that game.
Okay.
I need to install it. I need to delete Warhammer Vermintide.
Also, it looks really good.
Entirely too much space, but
Steep is an excellent looking game. Yeah.
But After Party, that's another game I bought. Excited to see what that game is.
Is that the one where you have to? It's like a party, but you're like with the devil or something.
With the devil, yeah.
Or you're dead. Devil. Or something.
Yeah, you're dead.
It's an adventure game.
Right.
The main gimmick I've seen is that you get different dialogue options depending on what you drink. Like, it affects your personality.
Okay.
It's from the people that made
Oxenfree.
Thank you. Yes, Oxenfree.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's Oxenfree Studios' second game, yeah. Very excited about
Oxenfree was really good too. If you guys haven't played Oxenfree, you're missing out. Game's good.
Gotta check that game out too. Yeah, cool. So tell me about the actual best game of this last year, DJ. Control.
Downwell.
I was gonna say Demon's Tilt, but whatever.
Demon's Tilt not out yet, Mary.
No, it's officially out.
Yeah,
now.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, it's out, I'm pretty sure.
I will just mention it. Demon's Tilt is on the PC Game Pass.
Yes, it is.
But as far as I can tell, it's probably like one of the worst versions because I tried enlisting Mary in this as well, and it only holds local leaderboards. There's no method to get like online leaderboards in general, and B, there's no method to get friend leaderboards. So not even like your friends on the Xbox Live or whatever, because I've got a ton of friends there. It just sticks with local leaderboards.
Huh.
And that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, it is. It totally is, because that was like one of my main methods of having fun with that game, was seeing how high I was actually on the list. And yeah, that totally sucks. I hope they fix that. I hope that's not like, I hope that's a bug and not what they decided to do with like the game, because that sucks.
Yeah, that's real stupid. I wonder if it's like a case of, you know how Windows games get real finicky and stupid about their multiplayer? So sometimes like fighting games will have like, you can only find your fucking Windows Store people. I wonder if it's a similar thing.
Reminded me of something we should probably have on the news. Fighting game related.
Ooh.
Ah. And then Downwell, I've played like, I try and play a run a day or something, but it's a real struggle. I find that game pretty hard and like really tough to deal with. Maybe it's just because I'm playing on this giant monitor and not a phone screen that people mostly played that game on.
Yep. I can see that.
Well, see, you have to get a monitor that you can rotate.
Yeah, that's probably
portrait.
What...
That's how we played it with a Saturn controller and Joyta key. So, yeah.
Rotate your owl.
Cool. Yeah, Downwell, I'll probably play a little bit more of that, but there's like no real great incentive for me to keep going with that game.
Okay.
Control.
But the different color palettes you can unlock.
Yeah,
I think I unlocked. Yeah, I don't know.
I unlocked a. What's the green? The Japanese green flavor? It's not.
Machai?
Is it mochi? It's not mochi. It's
Machada?
Matcha
flavor or something. I think there's something like that. I unlocked that and I had no clue how to apply it, so I just closed the game.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm closing the game.
Yeah.
Can't turn it green. I don't know.
Control is a very good game. I finished that game. I had, in the end, some good strats on... Siege, is that the term when you create take enemies as your friends, as your allies?
Seize.
I was close.
Seize.
I was doing a seize build. So one of the things was like minus 70% seize duration meant I could just like seize them super fucking quick. And then if you go down fully that path, you can like seize large enemies. To be your friends, like the named large enemies to be your friends. So yeah, a lot of the fights were really fun, especially when you got those heal orb guys. You could shoot them down and then they could be your friends and then they would just heal the shit out of you.
Huh. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they would just heal you. So not only would they be like a tanky distraction for you, like you could just not worry about getting hit pretty much at all.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Control's good. Probably not going to go back to that game unless we'll see how the season pass stuff is and if it's worthwhile to get and play.
Did you see that fucking Control speed run?
I did. Holy it was awesome. Shit.
That was cool. Holy. Wild. It was wild.
There's a swerve in that game that got me during the speedrun, too. Again, which attests to how good that swerve is.
It's a real good swerve.
What is the swerve? Has Mary played this game?
No, I need to go back to it. I got Mary! Obsessed with a certain other game during the break. Oh, so, sorry.
Fair. Maybe
I'm going
not
back to
mention
it.
The swerve. Then.
Don't mention the
I'm
swerve.
Sorry.
We'll save the swerve. You also have Yakuza, I believe. Is that how you say it? Is it
Kwame.
Kwame.
Yeah.
Kwame.
Yeah. And I just want to say the reason why, like, I think, I think Outer Wilds is a little bit better than Control is. While the gameplay and stuff of Control was cool, and like there was a lot of like fun stuff to pick up and whatnot,
yeah.
A lot of the like playing Outer Wilds and getting through it all just stuck with me infinitely a lot more than Control.
Sure.
And I think the end of Control really didn't help me as much with that, because that end bit is not great. Like the couple of, I won't spoil it. No. But yeah, the end of Control is like, for that game, the end of Control is
Could use a little bit more gusto.
I'm for that DLC though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need it.
I'm hoping the DLC is good.
I need the story DLC in my life.
Yeah, I got that itch. Mm-hmm. Got that need, the hunger. I get you. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. I'll be interested to see what Outer Wilds is like. But I just love.
Yeah.
Love
when
Control
you
so much. It's
give
just
up on,
beautiful.
When you give up on Outer Wilds, and if you do, I would love to do a spoiler cast to describe okay. all the fun stuff me and my fiance found while we were doing Outer Worlds.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is like, here's what happened when I did this in Outer Worlds game.
Have you beat Outer Wilds? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I've done Outer Wilds, done Control. Working through Kiwami, Kiwami as we speak. Kwami. It looks... It's interesting because you can see how, like, Yakuza 0 is definitely, like, the newer game. So it's almost like it's better polished as a game than Yakuza 1. Like, a lot of the sub-stories in Yakuza Kiwami are really, like, cut and dry on, like, hey, help this guy, you help this guy, it's done. Whereas, like, as far as I can tell, at least, I've only done maybe 10 or so sub-stories in Kiwami, whereas in Yakuza 0, it's usually, like, you are on this phone call, you meet up on a date, and then you find out this date, this lady is, needs you to act like you're her fiancé because you need to act like she's getting married to you and stuff like that.
That one's great.
Yeah, like there's a lot of like plot involvement and like multiple scenes with the sub-stories in Yakuza 0's sub-stories, whereas in Yakuza 1, I'm pretty sure they're just stuck with Yakuza 1's sub-stories at the time.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that was one of the things I really enjoyed about Yakuza 0, and I kind of want to go back and play more of that. Was like, even these side things have these fucking ridiculous cutscenes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Munancho!
So good.
So good.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that kicks up again, but it's at least Yakuza 0 is a good primer for like, oh, this guy, he was different in Yakuza 0, or like, yeah, I remember Kashiwagi. He's all cool. He's still all cool because he's Kashiwagi. And then weird stuff like having like the Majima Everywhere system added into this game, where like some they added a system where like he helps you increase your dragon fighting style in Yakuza Kiwami 1. But it they added it because like they could have him do like really stupid stuff in the overworld. So like at one point you get a phone call from someone saying like, hey, there's going to be extra police presence around this certain area. You should be careful when walking around with weapons and stuff, from an unknown caller. And then you walk into a police officer and it's just Majima there. And he's just like itching for a fight. And like a lot of it's just cosplaying or like finding wacky ways for Majima to appear to fight him. But like he's also in the storyline. Like he's got the Majima family is like a clan of the Toho clan. So like at one point I've already fought him as like a kind of a boss section in the actual main storyline. So he was way harder in that fight there than his like Majima Everywhere fight. So like there's some weird business like of them adding stuff in that regard to reference Yakuza 0 stuff. But it by and large it's like Yakuza 0 in terms of graphics, in terms of play style, what you're doing, essentially. So it's still good.
Okay. I got to play that games also. It's on the list. We'll get to it.
What number is it?
Like 5. Or it's there.
Wow, that's high up.
It's close. We're approaching that point. Kingdom Hearts is above it, but we got to get through a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, my friend.
Well, the Yakuza game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect time.
I bought the December Humble Bundle because that was before their announcement of it's on Game Pass, so yeah.
Me too. Okay.
Do you still have that Humble subscription, by the way? How are you finding choice? Yeah.
I was just like, I was so excited about, like, I feel so bad about Humble Bundle right now because it's like, I loved it for so long.
Right.
And then they do this choice thing, and it's like, I just lost my enthusiasm for it.
I just, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, I gotta get it. It's hard for them to compete with, like, Game Pass and stuff, but...
There's more games, sure.
Sure.
But, like, last month, there was Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and I think that was fucking literally it.
Yep.
And, like, out of 10 choices, I had one choice. I actively just, like, burnt 6 choices because I didn't want to waste my time clicking on these, like, extremely indie, like, itch.io-type games.
Yep.
And then this month, there's, like, Shadow of War, which is on PC Game Pass. Yep. There's Dirt... So Dirt Rally 2.0 is also on Game Pass, but I found there's no VR on PC Game Pass. So it's actually fine to get that on the Humble Bundle, but yeah. If you didn't know, PC Game Pass doesn't support, like, VR games.
I wonder if it supports Windows Mixed Reality.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
I could see
that being an announcement. Like, I could see that being, like, a, now we support these VR games with Windows Mixed Reality.
That would be good.
You know, that might be a nice thing.
Did you play, have you played Dirt Rally, the new one, with VR yet?
No.
Because I want to know how they're... how their implementation was, because it was not good in the first one. Like, it was, you could get in the car, and, like, yeah, you had a VR headset and you're looking out of the car, but the scale was all wrong. Felt like I was driving a fucking go-kart. yeah, like, everything feels really small. Like, I didn't feel like I was sitting in a car.
I would need to get a control, like a racing wheel. Like, I would
need. I've got one. I barely ever use it. And I'm looking for a game that has good VR implementation with, like, a world scale slider. And I think I did some reading. I think Project Cars 2 has pretty damn good VR implementation.
Did you try 1?
No.
Ah, that has VR as well. I toyed around with that, but yeah. People say Project Cars 2 is the better one, but it's always, like, more price, so yeah. I'm waiting to, like, move house to, like, get more space and then, like, set up my fucking steering wheel to actually play that game like that rather than gamepad. So I haven't played that yet.
How much is it? And then
it was like a reasonable wheel.
Yeah, a reasonable wheel.
Too much.
Okay.
Like, a good consumer set that has, like, everything you want.
Like a G29.
A G29 doesn't even come with a shifter, I don't think, right?
Well, sometimes they do. Boop, 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 boop. Sometimes those packages do. But they're, like, £140. So that's, like, close to $170 or something.
The G27 was, like, $250 bucks.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I've
seen them on sale.
That was the old one. Like, the G27 was their old flagship racing wheel, and it had a shifter, and the pedals had, like, a clutch and everything. So,
Now I've seen them, like, on sale for about £150, but that's, like, pretty much the lowest they go. So it's too much, Thaldin.
Okay, well, you say that, but
two games. What games you gotta play? Tell me right now. Name two racing games you're gonna play on that thing.
Let's see. I don't even know, man.
Look at your list. Is there a single racing game on your list?
Forza is on it. I mean, that's there.
It has kind of bad steering wheel implementation.
Does. Yeah, it's got. I've read that it does not have great support for racing wheels.
Listen, I'm not going out here and buying a new racing wheel. I'm saying eBay, like, what kind of, like, dry-rotted racing wheel can I get up into? That's what we're at. We're not at, like, Thrustmaster TX Racing Wheel Leather Edition. We're not there, my friends. That's not where we're at. We're at, like,
if you can find a used G27... or a G25 even. I believe the G25 had a clutch with, like, a shifter and stuff. I might be wrong. But, like, the 27 was their old flagship, and then the 25 was the little bit cheaper one.
Yep, Garf Kart. so, yeah, no. I haven't played it yet. I will. But, like, if you do want to play a, well, it depends on the PC, but that latest Formula One game looks fucking phenomenal graphics wise. Like, it looks so good for a racing game.
Okay. I see here a G27 Logitech racing wheel with pedal shifter and wheel stand pro for $81. Whoa.
I have one of those stands. It's actually pretty nice. Like, mine is like a fold up. Like, it's not like just this, like the weird, just vertical stand. Cause I've seen those on eBay and those are kind of shitty. Mine is like a big fold up one that goes like this. And you get like a triangle sort of like, so you're, feels like you're sitting in a car where the pedals are out in front of it. And then it's got a little thing that comes off the side where you mount the shifter to, so that the shifter's in like a place, the place where it would be on an actual car.
Neat.
Okay. It's a little wobbly though.
Oh, they have three, don't they? They have three pedals, so I would have to learn how to drive manual rather than stick.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but...
Well...
It's pretty there. Cool. It's like, there. So I got Dirt 3 when I bought... What graphics card was that? Radeon HD 6950, I believe, like almost a decade ago. I got a copy of Dirt 3 and I had three monitors at the time. And that was like the big, that's why they packaged it with it. Cause they're like, we want you to see this in Infinity. I was like, okay, cool. And I had that for a while before I got a racing wheel. And then the day that that showed up, I set it all up and did Infinity. And I was able to run the game at like 75 frames per second across all three. The shifter and everything. It was fucking cool.
I bet.
Like, I felt more immersed with just using it in three monitor mode, just not VR, than I did playing Dirt Rally with VR.
Right. I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll just. I'm looking at that Microsoft Flight also, and I already have one of those.
God, Microsoft Flight looks so good. It looks so good.
Listen, we're talking about peripherals right now. Let's listen. Let's talk to you about.
Get you a HOTAS.
Okay, HOTAS.
Yeah,
I want a HOTAS because I really want to play Elite Dangerous in VR, but the gamepad just kills it for me.
I think I use gamepad. I think it's fine. Yeah, it's.
I mean, in VR, it kind of kills it for me in VR because, like, I look down and my dude's holding on to a HOTAS and I'm just sitting there with the fucking controller in my hand. It's a little weird.
All right.
Stop looking at eBay.
I'm looking at these hot HOTAS deals. Staring into the HOTAS.
What's the just index delay? When are they back in stock?
Do you know? I don't know. Probably they said they're like back ordered until like March.
It's crazy.
I don't know when I don't think I'm going to get one anytime soon. Just stick with my Rift for now.
Yeah. Man, I've been on a, sorry, Thad, before you get to your games, I've been on a Ring Fit Adventure Quest, since like Christmas, and like, motherfucker's been sold out for like the whole time, still is technically everywhere, so it's like almost double price, no matter where you go, it's like at least over £100. I found one finally at a reasonable price at Amazon and it said like, hey, we're going to get stock in about 3 days. So I like jump on that thing to buy it. And then I noticed on the checkout section, it said like, hey, we're going to estimate delivering this like end of February, like 28th of February. Mm. So they're expecting stock, but they already have the orders that stock's going out from apparently.
Well...
Like, yeah, I'm not sure if it's like Nintendo doing their thing of like they're just not gonna build anymore at this point.
Hey, Dad.
Or it's just like I don't even know. It can't be that fucking popular.
Just real quick.
Maybe they just underestimated demand. Like I could see that happening.
Maybe, but like Christmas is gone. It can't be that popular.
I mean, after Christmas is when people want to actually, like, get in shape, so I guess maybe? I don't know.
Well, you flexed that thing a lot. How sturdy is that thing? Jesus.
Like pretty sturdy, actually. Like, it's pretty hard, like, tacky plastic. It's really good. Thank you. I like it a lot. I couldn't walk after using it twice, but...
What?
Wow.
It blew my legs out. I was fucking sore. I've never been that sore.
He's just like a turtle on the floor.
I was dead. I couldn't walk. Listen, there was a moment when I was... So, like, squats is a big thing they do. Like, they do a lot of squats and stuff. And, whew, man, there was a moment there where I was like, I'm going to fall over. I'm not going to be able to get the fuck back. I'm going to have to get me a life alert or something like that because I'm dying out here. That's really good, though. I think it's probably the best. Like, you should get it. It's really good. If you're looking to get ripped, swole
straight. Depends on how long they ship.
Yeah.
Hopefully it arrives quickly, but I guess I'm waiting till about March.
Also, you have to jam on this thing, too. Like, they're expecting you to, like, all the games things, like, say, like, you really want to, even to, like, do menus, which you, like, push in on, you really rip into that thing pretty good, so.
So it's not super built for kids.
No, this is an adult toy for adults. I can't get it off. The cord, I don't know how I did this, but the cord is like wrapped around it. We're good. Also, I got new headsets for Christmas. So it's, you know, it's nice. Cool.
Great.
All right. Cool. You should get it. Pick it up. When you can. We'll move on to Mary. I know you said me, but let's talk to Mary first. Let's talk to...
I'll Mary has stuff, yep.
Dragon Quest Builders, Mary. How much do you think you would use the ring fit to build bridges?
What? No, zero. And it's Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Ooh.
Sequel.
The second.
Got it for Christmas. On the PC. I played it like an insane person, 8 hours a day, basically, for like the past couple weeks.
Wow.
So I beat it. Yeah.
You must have really liked it.
I really, really did. I like it better than the first game, for sure. It handles bosses much better. They are simpler, but I would prefer the bosses being simpler compared to they're over, like, you had to build a gimmick for every boss fight, and to use that gimmick, it was a total pain in the ass. There are still gimmicks for the boss fights in this game, but they handle them a lot better. Like, you build a cannon, and when it's time to use the cannon, you are just instantly teleported to that cannon so you can use it instead of having to run all the way back there. You're getting your ass beat the whole time or whatever, like in the first game. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is very focused on, like, beat this campaign so you can do all this other shit in the game, which wasn't really the point of, like, the first game. The first game was the campaign, and that's basically it, but this has added multiplayer to it, and a lot of that stuff is locked until after the campaign, because they're always giving you, like, new tools. Like, I have this trowel that lets you swap out the blocks of whatever you want. So if you build something with a shittier block, then you get access to, like, better castle walls or whatever. You can just instantly swap them out.
Oh, cool.
That's nice. Yeah. There's more farming stuff. Like, the villagers actually have routines and help you out, like, in the building, in the taking care of livestock, in, like, farming in general. There's just a lot more depth to the game. And, like, with the emphasis on co-op, that's pretty cool, but there's no, like, co-op in the campaign whatsoever, huh. So that really sucks. Even though, like, throughout the whole game, you're in a party with another dude, you think they'd be able to, like, swap that out with an online player, but no, The only online co-op stuff you can do is on this little special island that's set aside. I actually played some co-op with Pop Cans, and it was kind of neat, but you really need to have, like, at least one person hosting. They need to have beaten the campaign and unlocked all this shit to actually get anything done. Also, when we were playing co-op, there was no option to turn off the in-game microphones at all. Like, if you had a mic hooked up, it was...
That's not a good sign.
In the game, and you couldn't do... There were no settings related to it whatsoever, so it's like a bad port of console stuff, basically. Yeah.
Is it just, like, pulling, like, not even, like, an audio setting? Like, you can't even set the mic? Could you set it to, like...
Exactly. Wow. Like, there's no audio settings. There wasn't a way to even turn off mics. Like, you would think there would at least be that, but no. Huh. There was no way to actually do that. It sucked.
Wow.
Yeah. Overall, I really, really enjoyed it. The writing is fun. There's cutesy puns and accents, but they're never, like, annoying or grating. Villagers are very handy. They actually do stuff in the game that's useful. The map is a little bit smaller, but it feels like there's less just, like, wandering around, which is good because you have to eat.
They got
rid of weapon durability. That was a thing in the first game. Like, your weapons would break. That doesn't happen anymore. The only real complaint I have is that sometimes the camera will get a little fucked up. But you can swap between, like, a first-person mode. And when you do that and swap back, it basically resets the camera. It's fine. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to unlock, and that's basically, like, the main thrust of the game is just, after you've beat the campaign especially, you're just playing more, going to different islands so you can unlock, like, infinite building materials, unlocking cosmetics, and all of that is just so you can do stuff in multiplayer. So yeah, now that I've beaten it, I may try and force Popcans to play with me again, because... It was pretty fun.
Hey, sure.
We're building a big-ass hotel, and I need help with that hotel because it's too much work. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Cool.
The only part that really, really sucked about the campaign is that there is one segment in the game where you basically are locked away from doing any co-op. I guess it'd be spoilers to say exactly what happens, but something happens in the story. There, you can't go back to the main area, and they force you to do stealth, which was terrible. Like, it's not a game built for stealth. Why did you bother putting in a stealth segment? It was just bad. But yeah, overall, I really, really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it more than the first game. And just unlocking shit is a lot of fun. Building stuff is still a lot of fun. It's easier to do now. So yeah, I definitely recommend it.
Cool. Neat. That's really cool. Blue Reflection.
Yeah, that's another JRPG that I bought because it was on sale for $20 on Steam.
Blue.
Yeah, it's a magical girl JRPG.
Oh!
Yeah. You remember the anime Flip Flappers,
yes,
right?
Flip Flappers.
Flip Flap.
Flip
it's
Flap.
It's basically a JRPG version of Flip Flappers.
You have my attention.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as fantastical, like, art-wise, when you're going to the other dimension type stuff that was kind of like in Flip Flappers. It's not as crazy looking. It's more just like, here's a JRPG landscape where you're fighting dudes. But it's interesting. The Mel Kishida character designs look pretty good. A lot of the texture work is good. It's very shoujo manga-y in a nice way. Except the parts that show that this is really for dudes kind of show up quickly. Oh. Like, the magical girl character designs, they show a lot more skin than, like, typical magical girl show stuff does. There is also tech in the game that they like to show right away, right at the very beginning, where the characters can get wet, and characters that wear, like, white outfits, that turns transparent. So, like, there's a scene where it's raining, and because she's wearing, like, a schoolgirl uniform, you can see her bra underneath. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. But overall, it's, like, the weirdest, like, extra pervy elements. Like, the game itself is not that pervy, so I'm enjoying playing it, like, the actual storyline. When I said it's, like, flip-flappers, I really mean it, like... It's a lot of dealing with, like, your classmates' emotional problems, and the main character actually has a pretty big emotional problem. She was a ballet dancer, like, a very good ballet dancer. She injured her knee, and now she basically can't dance anymore, but since she's gotten this magical girl power, like, while she's transformed, she can actually dance again.
Oh, wow.
And... The whole premise is that once you beat the big bad guys, you get a wish. And so she's going to wish to, like, have her leg work again. And, like, with my personal history, like, my knees are all fucked up, too. So I was like, this is actually really interesting. And they deal with it with, like, actual good voice acting. It doesn't seem, like, cheesy and shitty so far at all.
Cool.
I know, you're looking at a trailer, and you're like, I don't believe it.
I'm looking at more than trailers.
But, like, in the actual game, like, it's dealt with in a very measured way. Like, it's basically like playing an episode of anime. The battle system is typical, basic JRPG turn-based stuff. The only real difference of the battle system is that there's no... leveling through, like, EXP. It's just when you beat a boss, you get a growth point, and you can put that growth point into different categories. Like, there's attack, defense, technic, and support. And depending on what you put your points in, that'll affect your stats and what, like, battle abilities you get in the game. Yeah, cool. I haven't played that far into it, but it was only $20 when I got it on sale, and I really enjoy, like, the texture work, the music, the voice acting. It's all pretty good so far. Like, I can see the battle areas, like the little dungeon areas that you go to when you're transformed. I think that might get tedious later on. They don't seem very complicated, but I kind of want to play it just to see, like, what actually happens in it. Apparently there's a big, like, persona style element to it as well. Like, when you're not battling, you are getting to know your classmates. Like, there's a lot of side quests and stuff. A lot of people describe it as, like, a slice of life RPG.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'm interested to get into that. Like, I basically just got past, like, the main tutorial section of the game, like, the first couple hours, so I'll see what the real game is like.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So far, it seems pretty interesting. Yeah, it was better than I thought it was going to be so far.
Cool.
Last thing, the only other thing that happened, like, the last couple weeks is Gary upgraded his computer, finally.
Oh!
So, he can actually play shit without it crashing. Nice. He can play Warframe. I saw him flying around like Fortuna, and
Fortuna.
It looked really good.
Cool.
He got a new motherboard, new CPU, new RAM. Like, his old RAM, he just had 8 gigs of DDR2.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he has 32 gigs DDR4.
That's a step up.
Yeah, his old CPU was an Intel Xeon X5460, 4-core, 4-thread.
Nice.
The new one is a 2700 Ryzen, has 8 cores, 16 threads.
Ooh.
So he can actually run shit. It's pretty neat. We played some Warhammer Vermintide last night because, yeah, before when he would try and play that, it would Chug and Lock Up pretty damn bad. He's playing Dishonored in the background right now because it's actually playing smoothly and everything.
Cool.
I think we're going to do the same kind of basic upgrade on my computer too, just because it'll be easier to stream shit because my CPU really, really sucks. I don't remember offhand like what it is, even though I should, but I know it's shitty like his. So
cool.
We need to get a new one. Yeah.
Neat.
Hooray for extra Christmas money.
Hooray. Cool. What? Good news.
But yeah, he really needed it badly. Well, yeah. Like, we would play Borderlands 3 and it would crash like 30 minutes in every time. So maybe we'll actually beat that now.
I mean, you had DDR2. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's really old.
Yeah.
Anymore. It is. Yeah. He had an upgrade. Like, we had upgraded this computer, so his computer was definitely next. Yeah. He had like a 10-year-old CPU in there, so it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. Buying a house makes you put off upgrading your computer, I guess.
It's fair.
Okay. Right. Cool. You're also going to a pinball. Pinball.
Yeah. 18th, next Saturday. My sister invited me to participate in a women's pinball tournament in San Antonio, so I guess I'm gonna try and do that. I hope I don't suck ass too bad. I played some Demon's Tilt and got frustrated and mad and turned it off right away because of how shitty I am right now. So yeah,
we need to get you like a T-shirt, like a Rums for Baghdad hoodie or something like that. We need to get you a crew. We need to get some people out. It's gonna be great.
Okay. I mean,
not for this one. There's no way.
I have a pinball shirt. I have a giant bomb shirt, but
I got a little Rums for Baghdad.
I want to represent myself. Okay. How's that? Because I'm probably gonna suck ass. So
you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
But yeah, I'm gonna be rotating this monitor this week and playing a crapload of pinball arcade.
Rotate the monitor.
Yeah, that has actual tables. Yep.
Does that, like, actually help?
It does. Right.
Okay, that's interesting.
It does, because just being able to see, like, the whole play field without having, like, camera adjustment, like, follow the ball or whatever, like, that helps.
More, this pinball tournament is, like, a live one, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, even playing pinball arcade, like, still helps in that regard.
It still helps a lot. Like, The timing for ramps and shots is still fairly similar. Like, there's always going to be variations when you're playing on a real table, but if you can get fairly decent at playing, like, the fake, like, super perfect version, it definitely helps. Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
Okay. Well, speaking of rotating monitors,
just go to the news.
I mean, you can say like CES happened and they showed off a new TV that rotates.
Okay. I was going to Assassin's Creed, but all right.
Oh,
y'all forgot
yeah,
I played the Black Flag. I was pirating this week. I played.
I'm sorry.
There's not much to say. It's not Screen Black Flag. You're a pirate. You're roaming around the seas. It's old. It really shows it. I think a lot. I think the story was pretty all right.
Yeah.
It got me excited enough to play Assassin's Creed Origins, which is the newest Assassin's Creed. Yes, I played two Assassin's Creeds in like a week.
Is it?
No. That's Odyssey. Not the newest one.
Origins. Not the newest.
Origins is the ancient Egypt one. Odyssey is the Greece one.
I played the one with the Egyptian man.
Okay, that's the second.
With the weird cyberpunk music in the background every once in a while, where it feels like strange stuff. It's a strange thing. Really, like a night and day difference of those two games. Black Flag is very much like an...
Actually... Oh, I was going to say, that was another transition you could have done. Like in Assassin's Creed Origins, the modern day person investigating and like diving into the past, she actually builds her own pinball table, and you can look at like her whiteboard version of it and stuff. So I thought that was cool when I was playing it.
Okay. I'm only in Alexandria, the library. I only just got to the library. We're not that far.
Okay, so you haven't gone to the present day stuff at all
yet. We just got there. We just...
Okay. Well, you should have looked in our computer. You could have seen files. It's very cool.
Can I just say, who cares about the modern day stuff in the Assassin's Creed games anymore? Like, it's just...
I do.
Okay.
They talk about some cool shit in there. They talk about, like... this Japanese guy who's part of your team and he's ex-Yakuza and the shit he gets up to.
Okay.
It's actually really interesting, and I hope they make an Assassin's Creed set in Japan, because that would
be cool. Yeah, everyone hopes for that.
At some point. I just feel like, I don't know, like I don't know. It's just not quite like all the ancient alien stuff and the Desmond and aliens and apples.
Well, there's less emphasis on that now. Yeah. It's more evil corporations trying to come after you.
Okay, that's good.
Remember that time in Assassin's Creed when you're real life, like current day Desmond, and you're like running through a Brazilian sports park or something? I swear that was a thing.
Is that a thing? Brazilian
sports? I swear that was
a thing. Is that in 3? It's probably in 3.
I think it was 3.
Then I wouldn't know.
Desmond's dead, though. That's really...
Wow, spoilers.
Spoilers. Assassin's Creed Black Flag from, like, 7 years ago. Desmond is no longer with us. You get to see him, like, get autopsied and stuff in that game. It's really... Anyway, it's like... some coded messages.
They love to reference him, yeah. Yep.
Well, speaking of references... as Mary referenced, we can talk about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, in the news. The news. Blue's Clues. The news. Big story out of CES. Alienware is making a handheld gaming PC called the Alienware UFO.
Well, I don't think they made it and showed it at CES as like a, hey, look at what we can do.
Like a prototype.
As far as I know, it's not.
It's a prototype, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like it's like a testing the waters, let's just say.
Oh, it has Joy-Cons.
Yes, it has it's a Nintendo Switch for your PC. You know?
And they straight up said, they're like, yeah, we like how the Switch works. So that's what we wanted to do.
I think it looks really good. I think it looks...
It could be really cool, yeah. And also very expensive.
Yes, also exceedingly expensive. It just looks like it feels big, other than the Switch. Like, it just feels... Like, I feel like it feels sturdier. Thicker. It's a thicker Switch. Say that.
It's thicker.
It's cool. I thought it was the neatest thing I saw at CES was this thing. I thought it was like...
You know what's cool and what should be in every future game pad? Is those LED around joystick
absolutely.
Rings.
Absolutely.
I want that.
What do you think about that? Well, we'll transition to that news story. What do you think about that there? It wasn't announced at CES. It was announced a little bit before, but the DualShock 4 back button thing. The attachment for the PlayStation 4 controller that gives you like a screen and like back buttons.
I don't know why you need an OLED screen on that.
Yeah, why do you need an OLED?
That's so weird.
Like a screen?
Yeah,
a screen?
It's
okay,
unnecessary.
Sure.
Necessary.
But it just put almost like a rotary dial on it, so you could just snap it to different thing, like a little, like it's just like a mechanical part rather than a. I don't know, maybe it's cheaper for LED scenes.
This thing with like the added back paddles, you can only assign it to just like one button, right? Like it's not a combination of buttons.
It's two buttons, I believe. Set. I think it's one on each side.
Yeah, but you can't like have one button be like L1 and L2 at the same time together.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay, yeah, I don't need this then. It's fine. It's only $30, which that's kind of cool.
Only.
But I'm never buying one. I don't see the need.
It's such a strange thing to announce when the PlayStation 5 is coming out. Like, I know the rumor is, I wonder if that PlayStation 5 controller is going to have something like this automatically built in.
They have patents. Sony has filed patent trademarks of a new controller which has that stuff built in. So it's looking increasingly likely that this is like some knick-knacky doohickey way of like upgrading your PS4 controller to be compatible with a PS5 by just adding these like trigger thingies.
Weird.
I mean, maybe I'll buy one then if I need it for PS5.
It might end up being cheaper.
I have a second controller.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It might end up being cheaper for just a second controller rather than.
The thing is, with that point of like, either you're going to get the PS5, which is going to have the new controller packaged in. You'll buy a separate DS5, which will be the same price as, like, a DS4. Or...
I don't wanna.
The fact that, like, they're going to... Both companies are going to make sure both new consoles can, like, backwards compatibility play PS4 stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if the first couple games on both things are intended to be played on the previous consoles. I think Xbox has also, like Microsoft has also come out and said, like, hey, don't expect Xbox exclusive games for the first couple years. So, like, everything's designed to play on the previous consoles.
I actually did see a news article, though, recently. I think it was today that Sony does plan on having PS5 only games. Like, you won't be able to play them on the PS4.
That
is a small difference. Who was expecting that? Like, being able to play a PlayStation 5 game on your PS4?
I assumed a lot. I wouldn't have been surprised. At least it's looking
there's some
like
messaging around that.
Route.
Microsoft did say that going to be cross-compatible. Like, you can play the new games on the Xbox as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just wild, an idea, but we'll see if that actually works really well. Like
the ecosystem,
they downscaling
I'm down for the ecosystem. Probably
it's just like a new computer. It's just a computer, and it just has you're just gonna have an options menu now and everything.
Just half size.
Okay, weird.
But yeah, okay. Then maybe the point store stands of using the attachment thingy to upgrade your DualShock 4 to play on your PS5, maybe.
In other PlayStation 5 news, we got the logo. You guys see that hot logo?
Yeah,
it looks... It has a 5 in the font. Okay.
Nobody's excited about it. Look at all that. Look how beautiful it is. It's so sleek. It's a sleek 5. And then there's... I don't know. I don't like the recent PlayStation logos. I prefer when they were in color and stuff, and they had that, like... I like them better with color. I don't like the black and white. So serious.
I like the plain minimalist look, which is also why I hope the PS5 dev kit is not what the consumer model looks like. Oh, God,
I want the chunky V.
You want that chunky V.
Give me that chunk V.
What if it was that chunky V, but then in, like, bright colors? I don't know. Like the old PlayStation logo.
That would be even worse. I would hate it.
To control consoles with multiple like paint systems in there.
Yeah, there you go. What if it's all an LED screen on the outside and it just does like weird my light shows all over your walls when you're playing games? That's the next thing. It's like Hue for your PlayStation.
Oh, like a color Dreamcast VMU? That would be kind of neat, actually.
That's kind of all from CES. Anything else from CES that you guys want to talk about? Not really much else, usually, anyway, with video games.
they're making a 48-inch LG OLED screen, so maybe it'll be cheaper. So keep an eye out for that price, I guess.
Whoa. I see this
And it's going to have G-Sync equipped with it, so yay.
There's a Charmin toilet paper robot.
Nice.
If you like that.
I saw a thing where it's like an app-controlled weed safe, so your kids don't get into it. That sounds nice. Smart.
Is the password 420?
If you're a bad parent, yeah.
Just want to link that. Let me just link this here. Picture of a Charmin toilet paper robot. Just want to make sure everybody sees it. It's just something special, I think. Just something special.
Oh, so they're going with those bears that wipe their ass.
Is that getting weird to anybody else, by the way? Just the marketing on those bears is starting to get a little strange. Like, they're all, like, all the time talking about, like, wiping their...
Yeah, like, where the little kid bear picks up his underwear off the floor and he's like, advert. There's no shit streaks. Oh, yeah, it's clean. Yep. I know it's clean. Yeah, I fucking hate that. Thank you.
I love how his parents refuse to pick up his pants.
Why do bears wear pants? Anyway, it's bear. Well, now they're very excited because now they got a Charmin robot to pick up his pants for him. And it's going to be great. It's going to be very clean also. Oh, yeah. Clean robot.
There were a few, more phones and stuff that have like the flexible screens, which I thought was cool. Or like flexi screen adaptation laptop. Is actually getting better this year, which I think is cool. Yeah, I think I saw that laptop as well. That's probably the best stuff that I've seen that should be on the market this year, at least. Like actually be on the market.
A lot of weird stuff. You search like though you could find it.
Oh, the best fucking thing I saw was LG's hot new thing for their oven, their new cooking oven. What if you tap the front of the screen and then you can see inside of the oven? It's fucking game changing.
Holy shit, I gotta see this.
Wouldn't it be kind of hot? Like, I don't want to touch the glass in my oven. It's like a double wall. It still gets hot. Rather touch the button than have to lean down and touch the glass on the oven.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like,
why?
I think they're trying to, like, that's a screen. That's not even like turning a light on. It's to turn a screen on to see the inside of the oven. They're getting rid of the glass and the light bulb.
It makes sense for a fridge. It makes sense for a fridge because that way you don't have to open it up, but.
Hot fucking tech, guys.
My god, oh my god.
It's so good. Like, that was on their key presser thing. It's like, hey, look at our oven. Like, tap on it three times and you'll see inside.
Ooh, I can see the stuff cook. It's gonna be on my phone, too, so you can go to your work and just leave something in the oven. You can watch your fucking house burn down while you just... All right.
Hey, Joey, look at my meatloaf.
It's on fire. It's really going to be pretty crispy by the time I get home. But so he was all going to live some way, I guess. What a bizarre.
The InstaView oven. That's.
Yep.
Anyone got any of those smart home things? Just on like an off. Like anyone smart homing?
No.
Got a smart thermostat, maybe? Maybe a.
I'm not paying extra money for that shit. I'm here all the time. Like, why would I need it?
No ring doorbells. No. Okay.
No. I love the idea of getting a like smart lock thing, one of those smart lock guys, to get rid of keys and like have little RFID watch bag things, but I haven't done enough research and everyone just does the standard thing. I'm like, hackers are just gonna like hack your door and get in, and like I honestly don't know how safe those things are. I wouldn't be surprised if people have found hacks.
How do you get somebody to like watch your house for you too, like it's easy to hand off a set of keys, be like, here, give my cat this diabetic shot every...
Just grab him and shove this needle in him.
They implement, like, guest passes and, like, tell them to download the app and then, like, make a guest account or something for them and then they can just scan their phone or some shit.
I'm gonna get a code. I'm going to need you to sign up for this account. It's going to send you an email and you're going to have to input that code to activate your account. Yeah, and then
or use the four-digit code on the door.
And then make sure you download the two-factor authentication app to your phone also to make sure that's going to send you a code there that you're going to need to also log in. So if you could just do that for me and then also grab my screaming cat when you come over and make sure you shoot the needle into him. That's all we need. So you could just do that. Great.
Shots are easy. At least the insulin shots. He doesn't care.
Okay. Wow. It's an intense cat. Speaking of intense cats, hey everybody, unionize! Video game unions. A major union is launching a campaign to organize video games and tech workers. That's all I was saying. It's big news. The campaign to organize digital employees.
The campaign to organize digital employees.
It's a new project of the Communication Workers of America. Your friends, the Communication Workers of America. How do we all feel about unionizing? What are we feeling? You think this will work?
I mean, it's probably a good idea.
Game dev needs it more than just general tech jobs.
Sure. Definitely, okay.
That's my take on it.
I'm not sure what this campaign actually does. Like, this LA Times article has a lot of background information, but no info on, like, what this new campaign is actually going to do.
Yeah.
It's cool in theory. Yeah. I hope they get something done, but, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, shit, everybody.
I just have such a defeatist attitude for anything in the game. Like industry, so I don't know. It'll be cool if something good happens.
I would like to just say there is a hot new Minecraft patch gameplay trailer release thing here called Minecraft School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Thank you. That's all I would say. It's Harry Potter and Minecraft. Thank you. That's all I would say.
Speaking to be actually related to
the subject.
It was not announced, but it was found out a couple days ago that Deadspin, the sports blog thing, was similar to Kotaku and stuff. They ceased talking to the union that's representing their old writers, and they're straight up just moving the company to Chicago and just kind of like funneling the end of that thing in Chicago.
Well.
And a couple of Kotaku writers have quit this week.
Yeah.
And specifically mentioned this Deadspin being fucked over by their parent media group, how they're not feeling supported on Kotaku. So that sucks.
Some big names from Kotaku as well.
Awful. Awful situation. I guess Chicago's a nice... not a lot of positive uplifting news on that front lately. But there is positive
It's not nice when your job tries to be like, well, you refuse to move, so you're fired now.
It's true. Whatever. Not very nice. No. Not very nice at all. Tisk tisk on those people over there. I don't know their names.
Something media group but I don't remember off the top of my head either.
Geo Media, that sounds something right like that. I don't know.
In good news, final closing good news, and our last basic news story, Awesome Day Games Done Quick 2020 wrapped up. They raised $3,130,000 for the Prevent Cancer Research Foundation.
Good.
Did you guys watch? Anything stick out to you? I know I mentioned Control Speedrun. Anything else stick out to you?
That was like the only one I just sat down and actually watched. Pretty mm-hmm. much everything else was just kind of background noise.
I didn't watch any of them because I'm not into I'm a terrible. Wow. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
This year was like the one year I watched an actual bunch of them. It helps that like I just stuck it on at work, so in the distractions sometimes right. I'll just like see some on the side. But The Awful Block was good, starting from Animorphs onward throughout that whole thing was pretty good.
That Mario one I liked a lot, where it was two people.
Which one?
So they were playing.
Oh, The One Mind
Mario, the, yeah.
I didn't see that nuts. One.
That was insanity. They were also very funny, comedically pretty gifted guys, so that was fun.
The Mario Maker 2... team run thing was actually sure. really cool. That was last night or yesterday, probably yesterday for you guys, time zones. And like, I don't know about this year, but like TASBOT just seems like this year's TASBOT was really like middling. Like you had to really know the finicky business that was sure. happening to figure out why what TASBOT was doing was really cool. Like in previous years, like it would have like Kashiwagi's brain training and it would just go through the shit like instantly. And then like it would just completely hack and bullshit the game and turn it into something else. Yep. Like that was when TASBOT was really, really cool. Now it's just like, hey, look, here's this Mario Maker level that's pixel perfect and like cool. But like that's what I expect from right. a TASBOT. Like that doesn't look special to me in a single way. Like anyone could code a pixel perfect run for a TASBOT game.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and that's all the news. We made it through another episode.
There was more news.
Let's see the news.
Yeah. There's
Pokemon.
Yeah, the season pass Pokemon stuff and like. The angry video gamers got kind of what they wanted with more Pokemon
coming
being
to you.
Added.
Well, but they cut it out of the full game, and now you got to pay $30 more. There's that angle yep. with it, and I
sort of agree in a way. Like, yeah, that's kind of
But I'll buy it anyway. They know.
You get that free Slowpoke or whatever, don't you?
Get a free Slowpoke.
Not yet. I need to turn on my Pokemon.
Same.
Get him.
Okay.
I was playing that Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Remake demo. That was pretty cool because I love.
Oh, there's a demo.
Yeah, that's out for that.
Cool.
Check that out.
Save carries over into the full game. Comes out in March. I probably won't buy it because every single fucking game this year comes out in March, maybe eventually.
February, we're going to have a conversation, by the way. Like, when we're staring down the gut of that, like, 3-week period, we're going to have a long conversation about what the hell game we want to... Everybody's going to... Oh, my God.
Also, that's when I'm going to be upgrading this computer again to make sure it'll run Cyberpunk better, so...
CD Projekt Red. CD, that Witcher stuff has been
Gary's
nuts.
Work.
I still have a better video card. Like, he has better CPU and stuff than mine now, but I still have the minorly better video card. Whatever.
Okay.
Video games are going to be coming out soonish. Kind of. We still got another month, but whatever.
It's coming. Very soon. Prepare yourselves. And that'll be it for episode 187 of ROMs Unbanked. I've been your host. You can find us every week on twitch.tv/ROMsWereBagdad at 4:30. At 4:30. We're in there. Sorry. We'll be on live from the internet where we hang out. You can also find all of our stuff at RumsForBagdad.com. If you would like to listen to the anime podcast we talked about briefly, it's at isit.moe. You can go find it there. Cool. It's a good show. youtube.com/RomsOverBagdad YouTube Paradise something 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 something. Just type it in, you'll find it. Or you can go to the website. There should be a link there somewhere to the YouTube too. And that'll be it. RomsBag@gmail.com. If you have questions, concerns. If you would like to come get a password for my new locked house and join the movement to, I don't know, become a smart home with me. You can do that. Just reach out.
I like my home stupid.
Tell us your thoughts about the Charmin bears and what kind of horrific foods they're eating to have to make them have such dietary problems.
Taco Bell, probably.
He's got to get clean.
They're all about that Reaper Ranch at the Charmin Bear household.
Reaper Ranch. Thank Come you, on. Everybody.
Stop laughing.
It's been episode 187 of Robson from Baghdad. Finn Albie. I wish you all a good night. Try to stay warm out there in the 70-degree heat. We'll talk to you next time. Adios. The Chiefs are going to beat the Texans, everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Football's dumb.